Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Abigail. She's in for Dell. Hopefully Dell, I don't know if Dell will ever come back again. I'm not sure whether or not Dell will ever be back on the show.
We'll see if he gets Wally pipped.
He could. You know what? Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Lou Gehrig. Abigail is Lou Gehrig. Mm-hmm. And Wally Pipp may never see the producer booth again.
Abigail, here's a story. Here's a story. Wally Pipp was this starting first baseman, and then he was out with an injury. And then Lou Gehrig came in, his backup, and played so well that Wally Pipp not only never got his job back, but Lou Gehrig set a record for the most consecutive games played in the history of the major leagues. So what John's basically saying is if you do a good enough job, you can slay.
Well, I don't even care. What's that standard? Dell? Okay. So
that's fair. That's fair.
So I don't. You could do whatever, Abigail. Just sit there. Okay.
He's like screaming.
Well, I did get here before Dell, and Dell was like 10 minutes. He got here at 6:50.
Slay queen. She's already slaying queen.
First time ever that a producer has beaten me here to the
slay
station.
Slay queen.
Ever. Okay? But first time ever.
And look,
Abigail's sitting here. The lights are on.
Yeah.
She's sitting there ready to go.
That's Hall of Fame activity.
That's a pro.
That's not what Dell.
He literally comes up to me. He was like, oh, you're going to do all the work. I'm going to just sit back. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Trust me. He says that to everyone.
Lazy. That's what. Oh, just come in and do my work. That's what he's saying, right?
Dell's such a, I'm just going to lay here. You just do all the work. Way to go, Dell. That's what you said? What a dirty, filthy, dirty animal.
Dirty, filthy.
She didn't know where that key
guys,
is.
Sorry, guys, I got to find it.
Okay, you know where. Don't worry about it, Abigail. We'll do it. We'll just do them. Okay.
I just saw Kyle Tucker on the celebration. He was standing there.
Yeah, he was actually hopping. They're doing.
Was
doing
he
hops.
Hopping? Up, he was doing hopping doing up and down.
Yeah.
No. After the Einar home run.
No.
Oh. Well, they were all jumping up and down.
No, I know, but he's out there in the outfield hopping now.
Good.
So we're getting close to where he could
be closer.
The Easter Bunny.
Nice. Because yesterday what we found out is that all that, hey, you know, when McCullers gets back and Garcia, then it's like, all right, well, we knew McCullers wasn't going to get back. When Garcia gets back, who goes to the pit? Garcia's not coming back.
I kind of knew Luis Garcia wasn't coming back. I know, I started to feel that way too.
When they had him pitch and then they scratched him, I don't know what the hell's going on. Basically, it's turned into Tommy John is a 2-year injury now. So Garcia, I was like, wait, Garcia pitched last year, right? No, he didn't.
No.
Two games.
Yeah.
Two games.
Yeah.
That was it. So Garcia, I was like, wait a minute. He's not missing 2 years, is he? Oh, yeah. Lance McCullers is missing 2 straight. We know he's missed way more than that. Garcia's missed 2 years. Are we should we be concerned about Javier not coming back next year?
Probably.
Should we work off that assumption?
Yeah.
Now that when you get a Tommy John, it's now a 2-year injury, at least with the Astros. Everybody has setbacks with the Astros.
Yeah.
Name a pitcher who doesn't have a setback.
Everybody who comes here gets better, gets tighter spin rate, and it just is better. Throws a higher percentage of stuff that is working. It just happens. It just happens. And it also happens that they get Tommy John and they're out for 2 years.
It takes longer to get better.
Verlander was gone for almost 2 years.
Verlander was gone for 2 years.
Yeah.
He pitched, look, it was a weird year, 2020, but remember he pitched that first game. He tried to get through the first game and then, boom, he was out and then he was out the next year.
Yep.
So, and then he was out a long time. He's been out a long time with this neck.
Yeah. See, I've got it too. I've got it again.
You do, but
yeah,
you're here.
Right. I'm actually here. And so Verlander is going to be here on Wednesday. Like we broke this last Friday. We were breaking it down. When is Verlander going to come back? We saw he was going to pitch on Saturday in Sugar Land. And then so we decided, Wednesday's the day. Wednesday's the day. Well, here be, or he was Friday.
The discussion was, does he pitch? Does he get in the last game of
Red
Sox, or does he go pitch the next game in Baltimore?
Why not just pitch against the Red Sox? And he did, as opposed to making another minor league start. He's only thrown 57 pitches. He will be on a strict pitch count. But the good news is that he's going to be out there, and it gives some relief to the rest of the rotation. Now, last night, holy crap, what a terrible game. What an abomination of defense by both teams. That was awful.
On both sides.
They were terrible.
There were terrible defenses on both sides.
So, just so everybody knows, that's right, the Tiki Boys versus the... versus the Astros.
The Chowdas.
The Chowds against the University of Virginia. It was awful. I mean, Pena with a simple ground ball, DeCenzo missing that ball, the throw by Altuve leading to a questionable. Now, it was funny. Chandler Rome, if you read Chandler Rome last night during the game or after the game, Chandler Rome said, man, curious decision by Espada in the fifth inning. Boston has benched Masataka Yoshida all season against left-handed pitching, but is quick to use him whenever a righty enters. Yoshida has a 960 OPS across his past 157 plate appearances. Kikuchi had handled Wong all night. Instead of letting Kikuchi finish the fifth inning, he brings in Taylor Scott, and boom, gone. And immediately, the Yoshida against the righty is a bad matchup. 960 OPS against righties.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best. That's not the best use of analytics. I know we're going away from it. I know we're going away from analytics, but we ought to look at guys who are on the bench and whether or not that's going to be a good matchup for us.
Yeah, well, they're not. They say they're not going away from analytics. They're just trying they're trying to look at, just be attuned to the baseball stuff too, which it's all the same now. I don't think there's no difference. Joe Maddon, you know, he's a baseball guy. He used to dig in with all the numbers and analytics, and you're just looking for the best matchup.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Well, Joe Maddon also complained. Did you see? He was doing an interview, and he said, yeah, they come in, and they said, your center fielder was running a lot last night. I know he was 3-for-3 with 2 homers, but he should rest tomorrow.
Yeah, see, that's try hard
stuff.
He's
22 years old.
So they do that in football. That's why they manage load management. One of the things that the NFL.
That's why they put those sports bras on.
Yeah, it's the catapult system.
Right.
And it measures, like in soccer, is where they run the most.
Right.
So sometimes when you see a player come off, his work rate, they call it work rate, has been really, really high. And in football, when they see it getting high, and it measures heart rate too and things like that, your work rate, they will say, hey, coach, we probably need to rest this guy. This guy's at this level. And they're doing that to avoid injuries. If you're an outfielder, you're not running like a soccer player.
Well,
you're not running like a football player.
Well, apparently Jake is. Jake Meyers' night last night, holy crap. He's up with second and third and one out, strikeout. He's got a runner on first, double play. He's up with a runner on third and one out, strikeout. He was an abomination. Jake Myers came up every time he was Maldonado last night.
Yeah.
Every time it was a game situation, Jake is up, and he looked terrible. I know Chaz came up right after the double play, got a knock, stole second, Dubon singles him home, we're tied at four. And I know Chaz has been terrible. I know it. But Jake needs to not be. I don't know what Espada. He batted him fourth the game before, and now he's in the five hole all the time or the six. I mean, it just is. He's not good.
Yeah, but how about the game turning on the two out bloop? And it was a bloop single by McCormick.
By Chaz, yeah.
And by Chaz. Chaz bloops it off the end of the bat.
Yep.
And then it's run manufacturing. I'm like, he should steal here. Sure enough, he takes off, he gets in, and then you get Dubon with the base hit. Chaz was hauling. Chaz was not going to stop.
No.
And they were rolling him home.
If Pettis was like this, yeah, no, was dragging him, he would have scored.
You had to take your shot.
If he was dragging Pettis along.
Puddin was moving. Yeah. Puddin's thick now.
Oh, yeah, Puddin is
thick. I say he's a thick boy.
Yeah.
But
wow.
But then, you know, after that, you just say, okay, well, wait a minute. And then you have Dubon, then what's his name, hits into a double play. And you're thinking, okay, well, you know, so much for that. And then you get another.
Well, he hit into the double play before Chaz.
Oh, no, that's what it was. Myers. Yeah, Jake. That's what it was. Jake. He hit into the double play right there.
So two outs. Listen, Mauricio Dubon comes up with another big hit.
Mm-hmm.
The dude, I mean, he went through a lull. He was great at the beginning of the season. He went through a lull. But lately he's been back and coming up with some big hits, some really big hits. That was a game, winning games that you should lose, because they should have lost that game.
Yeah.
The winning games that you should lose is really huge, really huge.
Did you see the distance on Yiner's home run? Well, and then, you know, of course, the capper was Yiner Diaz gets in. Let's shout out some of the performances. You had three base hits, four times on base for Yordan. They didn't get him out, and they don't get him out. He's been on base eight straight times against the Red Sox. And his lifetime average is over 400 against the Red Sox. You had Caratini.
Caratini was awesome.
With three base hits, three singles, and then he had a walk, so he's on base four times.
Yep.
Then you have Yiner Diaz, who had, you know, stepped out early in the, seventh inning, where he stepped out of the box a couple times and got called for a strike and was eliminated. Then he comes back.
Eliminated is a tough word, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I want to make
Well, he was out on an automatic strike, they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say. He wasn't eliminated, per se.
Well, yeah. I think we should start saying that. And elimination when you strike somebody out.
Yeah.
I mean, let's you know, maybe update some of the terms. And then you have Yiner going in the – he gets up to the plate and then hits it over the train tracks with a bomb.
Did you see what Yordan told him?
No, is that who he was talking to when he was going
up to the plate? Yordan, he said something to Yordan, and Yordan said something back to him as he was walking to the plate. And the question was, after he hit the homer, what did Yordan say? What did Yordan tell him? So Diaz asked Yordan as he was walking up to the plate what the pitch was doing. And according to Diaz, Alvarez replied, just focus on the timing. Don't let his timing mess up with your timing. So
he's got a funky little... It's Kenley Jansen who hasn't beaten...
Oh, how much do you love that?
I love this.
17 Dodger.
I love it.
Was unsuccessful.
Here we are 7 years later, and he's still giving up game-winning home runs. It's awesome.
It's awesome. And the bad things would happen to the 17 Dodgers.
Yeah.
I just love that. That's my favorite thing. Anytime. If Joe Kelly is... I don't want to say. I'm not going to say.
But anything. His delivery is so funky.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what Yordan's talking about with the timing. But it was a bomb.
Yeah, it was a bomb. He crushed it.
The power's coming back with Yiner. He's been creeping back. What's he up to, 14 home runs now, or is it 15?
15 now.
Yeah, 15 home runs now. I mean, it wasn't that long ago where we were sitting on five with him.
Yeah. No, that was 14. That was 14. I thought he had 14 going in. That was 14 off Jansen. And Yeah, it's, you know, he did have 23 in half a season. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent, after he hit the homer, somebody tweeted Dusty Baker.
I saw it.
Throwing his hat down.
And then somebody right after that posted the meme where Dusty's quote about "you're going to thank me." Somebody made that into a quote.
Yeah.
And and the same person said, "Thank you, Dusty."
Yeah, so
I can't believe we found a catcher. Like, this is a great example of what you always talk about with the minor league system. We don't have a robust minor league system full of stars, but then guys become better players than expected with the Astros. Like, Diaz is a great example. Corey Lee was the guy.
Yeah.
Corey Lee in the minor league system was the guy. And then we noticed in Sugarland, Diaz was killing it. Diaz was hitting a lot of home runs, and Diaz was out playing Corey Lee. They were both playing. I think one of them played, was it first or DH or whatever it was, because they were both playing Corey Lee. Corey Lee was in Double A, and then he came up to Triple A. But Yiner's numbers were great. And we're like, well, that's Corey Lee's position, but maybe they'll trade Yiner Diaz. Here we are. We're going to have an all-star. Yiner Diaz is going to be an all-star.
Oh, yeah.
He's too good a hitter. We're a 300-hitting catcher with pop?
Yeah.
This is all-star material right here. So he didn't go through the system with any real fanfare, and yet he is on pace to be an all-star as a guy who was not highly regarded.
And can we stop with the his defense? Can we stop? Because it seems like he's behind the plate on most every time we've got a great outing from
somebody.
But isn't
he going to be a first baseman?
That doesn't bother me in the least.
No, it doesn't
bother
me either.
I would love to see Yordan at first base, but if it's going to be Yiner, then
whoever's better digging stuff out.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care if Yordan ever plays
Yiner
in the field again.
Yiner is not there yet, but he's got a lot of work to do in this offseason. A lot of work to do.
And I'm sure that's what what they're going to have him do.
All right, we got to talk about Proximo.
He's up to 70 RBIs this year, too. Yeah. He's up to 70 RBIs after a relatively slow start and without having the same home run numbers as last year. I mean, that just goes to show you, though, we've gone through it before. When runners are in scoring position, or sometimes when he's by himself at the plate in a big situation, bang.
Mm-hmm.
Yiner Diaz. Today is Yiner Diaz Day.
It really is.
The former Mayor Turner said,
do you think
today
that
he
it's
declared,
in America? Or is it just in Houston?
No, it's not in Boston.
Who cares? You know what? Boston's
here,
probably like, what else? Did you see the guys all watching the video? They knew Kenley Jansen was giving it up. Kenley Jansen is, how old is he? And you're depending on Kenley Jansen to get you to the postseason?
So stupid.
You guys are stupid. You suck, Boston. All right. Yeah, Yiner with 70, Yordan 66. Yiner leading the team in RBIs this year.
I mean, how incredible is that?
That's great. Time for you, right, my friend, to talk about your peeps over at Proximo.
Yeah, yesterday would have been a good time to, I didn't do this, but it would have been a good time to celebrate, have a celebratory sip of Maestro Nobel, which is a tequila, which is a top-notch tequila. It's made in Tequila, Mexico. 14 generations of tequila makers have been at it for a long time. So their process, the ingredients, the distillery that they have, the aging process in the barrels, it's really incredible. And every sip that you get is a smooth, delicious sip. It doesn't matter. It's a sipping tequila that can be used for cocktails anytime you like. And so whether we're talking margaritas or we're talking something other than that, I think Abigail would really like this. We may have to have her. I know that Sam, our what I call social media engineer, she loves margaritas, she said. So I'm going to have to make sure she has the next one with Maestro Nobel, because this is where all the flavor comes from. It's a top-shelf tequila without having a ridiculous price, and you need to experience it for yourself. Reposada, Añejo Extra, Cristalino, Silver, Smoke Silver, they're all available at Maestro Nobel.
So this is a really good time to talk about HRP, because – you know, I'm probably HR is going to be calling Lance very shortly because he's trying to get all of the young women who work here drunk.
Abigail wants you to
drink this the tequila. Nope. Sam, what are you doing? Let's start drinking.
No,
I mean,
that's
we're
not what's
here
happening
to work.
Here.
It's a professional environment, and Lance is trying to get everybody drunk, which is time for you to call HRP. HRP will probably be giving him a call anytime now because this is not appropriate behavior at work. But if you have inappropriate behavior at work, you need HRP as well, because they'll handle the situations like Lance. going forward. And here's the deal, is you don't want to do that. You do not want to be messing with HR because you don't know. And, oh, by the way, there's a lot of times the EEOC will step in and say, you made a mistake, buddy. Well, don't make that mistake. Let HR and P do the right thing for you and your business and do the payroll as well. Perfect. The technology can't be better. I'm telling you, you will love the guys over at HR and P, the guys and the ladies over at HR and P. It's just the perfect way to bring. It doesn't matter how many branches you have. Doesn't matter what states you're in. It doesn't matter. Their technology is awesome and it just does not fail. So if you're looking for the best way to get that payroll and HR to your people, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
So, Abigail, do you feel threatened at all when Lance is coming at you with an open bottle of tequila, trying to force it?
Has that ever happened? Have you ever seen that happen, Abigail?
It actually happened last week.
That's a lie. She's lying. She's lying. Del! Del, get back in! Del!
Oh, my God.
Del! You've trained these liars well.
I love that, Abigail. That's so funny. That is so, so good. Actually, it happened last week. Yeah. Abigail is on. So Del is going away next week. I don't know if he's going to prison or something. He might have some kind of short-term prison something. But Abigail will be on the board all week next week. And she's running the board today. He said that's it. He's not even working, right?
Yeah, he said he wasn't working.
He said he's just
going to
sit
there. That's why he's going to jail for a week next week.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in I don't know what the incarceration is about. Probably. But here's the deal is Abigail on the board today, and then she will be on the board all next week as Del pays his debt to society. I don't know what it is. We don't ask stuff like that. Otherwise, HR will be probably calling. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal is if you want to watch us on Twitter, you can do that. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us all over the World Wide Web. Here are some questions. We talked to Astros baseball, and if anybody wants to join in and contribute to what you saw last night, the team now 12 games over 500, 68-56, and I'm telling you, this ain't about this division. This is about getting one of those first two spots so you don't have to play in the wild card, and I believe that will happen. I think that they got a shot. Yeah, especially you're playing Baltimore four games coming up here. You take care of that business. You win 3-1. Now all of a sudden you're just a couple of games behind them with a month to play. There's no reason that this Astros team can't have the best record in the American League by the time this is all said and done. You know the Yankees always collapse. Cleveland is Cleveland and will always be Cleveland. So this is the Astros year, the greatest year in Astros history. That's what this is.
We're gonna find out.
Yep. Well,
you were sitting there on a loss yesterday, and Yiner flipped that script, which was a really big deal.
Yeah.
Like it's a big deal. You've got seven tough ones in a row. Well, I mean theoretically, you got Red Sox three,
and then you got
Kansas City, who's a 66 win team.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you do have a challenging stretch, but the way that you're playing and the way that you're getting late game. Heroics is something that has really changed.
Yeah,
this year it's something we didn't see earlier in the year, and something we see pretty frequently now.
Actually, Kansas City's a 70 win team. They have a better record than 69
yesterday.
They are tied right now with Minnesota at 70-55.
There's another
Cleveland 72-52.
You're
four games behind Cleveland for not to be in the wild card.
Mm.
Four games. So this ain't scary. What's scary is for the rest of Seattle now, five games back. They lose yesterday. Five games back. The Rangers, 11 games back. Astros going to dominate this division and win by double digits. Win the division by double digits. And they're going to have the wild card off. They're going to take the wild card off. And this is with all these injuries. And here comes Justin Verlander to the rescue, right? Puts on his cape, and here comes Justin Verlander on Wednesday. And Kyle Tucker is hopping along now. So we'll see whether or not he can get there. Let me ask you this question. You didn't like what you saw, according to Pro Football Focus, the worst Houston Texans performances against the Giants. You didn't like what you saw out of Blake Fisher.
He was okay.
He was just okay.
Yeah, he was okay. I thought Jew Scruggs was just average. Blake was okay. I think he's, Nick Breakers, who I really didn't care for, number 64, but he was a guard at Ole Miss, and now they're playing him at right tackle. I'm like, man, what are we doing? But it's not really going to matter. I don't think he's going to make the team. Jared Patterson, I thought, actually has played pretty well, yeah.
Well, Patterson accounted well for himself last year when he was thrown into duty.
And yeah, he did. And he really Kendrick did. Green really looked good yesterday. I really focused. I watched all of Kenyon Green and all of Kendrick Green. They both played well.
So you got them straight now?
Today, yesterday, I was having issues with the Kendrick and the Kenyon and the Green.
Your
and then you want to throw a Perkins in there, but just because randomly you just think of Kendrick Perkins. But, Kendrick Green had a lot of really good snaps. He's just a good run blocker. I like in zone scheme, he's like a perfect fit. But what's really been impressive for me is that Kenyon Green up to this point looks so much better in pass protection. His technique is so much better. It really gives me hope. That's the guy I really was focused on. But the things that popped up, I thought Blake Fisher was okay. I've got no problems with Blake Fisher, overtaking Charlie Heck as your swing tackle. No problem at all. What really popped out watching when I watched the entire offense yesterday with both angles is that, okay, number one, Stroud was really
good
in midseason form.
He's really good.
You look at him versus Case, and it's like night and day. And I know, some things are different, obviously, but just the timing, his command of the offense is just really exceptional. And then it was Damian Pierce. After I watched British Brooks, who's an undrafted free agent out of North Carolina, who's 225 pounds. I watched Juwan Johnson play?
Yeah,
he played. I watched J.J. Taylor. You had Agumbawale in. These guys were all better than Damian Pierce. And what I mean by that is it might be a three-yard gain, but they watched, they recognized hole development, they changed their timing and the pace of the outside zone. Like, Damian Pierce, somebody said, well, Damian may just snap out of it. This isn't a snap out of it thing. He just fundamentally doesn't have a feel for outside zone. Outside zone is watching. It's just movement. You're reading the block. You're on the move. And then you just kind of have to have instinct and feel for when the blocking lane, when a block is going to develop. And then you plant your foot down and you go with one cut, a sharp cut. That's not the kind of back he is. And I was hoping he would get better, but it's not happening. I don't think he makes the team. And in fact, I would say Agumbawale is definitely better, is definitely a better option right now. And, Juwan Jordan is, Juwan Jordan has a chance to potentially make the back end of the run. Cam Akers is going to be the number two. So you're going to have Joe Mixon, Cam Akers. Then you got a battle between Juwan Jordan, the draft pick, and Dare Agumbawale, who is a pretty good runner in this system and plays special teams. I thought British Brooks looked pretty good yesterday in the game.
Probably
number 44.
Hide him on the
He's probably a cut and stash guy. Yeah. Hey, he's a running back. You may not even stash him, but at 225 pounds and with a little pop between the tackles, there's definitely a chance that he could. And
J.J. Taylor did you see ESPN made a huge deal out of the defensive lineman
catching
the defensive tackle running him down on the sideline.
So I looked at J.J. Taylor. He ran a 4.61 at the combine, and that's not fast for a little guy at all. And then, but he looks quick out there. He looks pretty quick. But man,
Nice run before the guy ran him down.
How fast was the defensive tackle going?
Really.
He was running him down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had an angle, but still.
Hey, they have angle. You know what? Are you complaining about angles when you're watching track and field with staggered start? No. No one talks about the angle there.
There's no angle.
Well, you're technically. You get a start way in front of somebody else.
Well, I get that, but that's not an angle.
It's kind of like an angle.
Well, here's the deal. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. And you mentioned,
I'm going to predict he's getting If you could trade him for a seventh, I would. Like, Cowboy fans want Dameon Pierce. They good. Really they want Galvin. I think they can have him. Yeah. I'm to the point realizing I loved him coming out of college. And loved him his first rookie. Year.
Yeah.
This is not a good – what's best for Dameon Pierce is to get a chance somewhere else.
Yep.
Not here.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about that backup quarterback situation. There's a rankings out as far as – and we'll see where the Texans rank it, their backup quarterback room. But first, we're talking about Chastain Ford. I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went by, and I picked up the Bronco, and I'm driving that around right now, and I wanted to see how that is because the pickup is just too big for the driveway that we have in California. And so I said, let me go test up, and it's awesome. It is awesome. The whole car buying experience that you get at Chastain Ford is second to none. And they don't treat me any differently than they're going to treat you. They treat you every single step of the way. They want to make sure that they're giving you all the rebates that they can. They're getting you the best. They're getting you the best bank or the best way for you to get the best loan that you can possibly get. That's what they do. I'm telling you. They had Ford financing, and they said, well, no, because we can get you a better rate with a bank over here. You think Ford was happy with Chastain Ford because they went with a bank over Ford financing? No. But you know what? Chastain said, I don't care. We're going to get you the best financing because we want you to get the best car buying experience that you could possibly have. That happened to me. It'll happen to you. They're going to find the best way to get you into that Ford car or truck or pre-owned vehicle as well because they got a bunch of them out there. They got cars right now. They're dealing. They've got $4,500 off here. They've got nothing down. They got $299 for the Bronco Sport on a lease. It's thing after thing after thing that you're going to benefit from at Chastain Ford. You're looking for the Ford car or truck, there's one place to go. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, looking at the backup situations, ranked here on this article on, it was the Yardbarker staff who ranked them.
Those guys suck.
What? I don't know why you think that. Trubisky and DiNucci for the Bills, they have them the worst. It's 1 through 5, and they think they're a 5. I don't understand that because Trubisky actually had a little bit of success in Chicago. He's got experience. If he had to go in, listen, it's a disaster if Josh Allen goes out for the Bills, right?
Right.
They're not winning anything. But that's the case with every situation. Mike White and Skylar Thompson, Dell, they've got them as a 4.
One is the best?
One's the best. 5's okay. The worst. Thompson has thrown for 156 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 47% of his passes. They've got Drake May, Bailey Zappe, and Joe Milton as a 3. It's okay. Tyrod Taylor for the Jets, okay, 3. Jared Stidham, 4, not good. Carson Wentz, a 2. Pat Mahomes would be devastating for the Chiefs, but it appears they're prepared for the worst-case scenario. Former Pro Bowler Wentz has looked dependable throughout 2 preseason games. That's,
I don't know, man. I'm not sure I'm ready to give him a 2. I mean, it's one of the craziest falls for a quarterback I've ever seen.
Right.
Where you go from an MVP contention to like...
But he looked okay in these 2 preseason games.
Yeah, so well, I told you they sucked. You didn't listen.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They're just a bunch of like people who don't really... They're not good. They're not good.
They're not serious people.
No, they're not.
Well, for our Houston Texans, we got a 2. Between Mills and Keenum, the pair have 92 NFL starts, offering the Texans plenty of experience behind second-year quarterback C.J. Stroud. While no one has secured the number 2 job, Texans should feel comfortable with either option. I think Davis Mills has probably secured that job.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too. But, you know, you talked about the fact that we had the sound from Mechie, who said, John Mechie said, the Case Keenum's been invaluable in working with him on the position of just of becoming a better football player. And for a quarterback to take that time for Mechie, it tells you that, number one, Case is just a really good teammate. But he's also a very smart player, and he knows this offense. He was in with Gary Kubiak in Minnesota, so he knows the offense. He's a good teammate. He's a good leader. He's been around. Right now he's changed from trying to be a starting quarterback to his – you know, his entire process, his entire existence in the NFL is to help others. And I think that's who he is as a person anyway. You know, he's a big Christian guy, but not that it matters one way or another, but that's his, he has a predilection for being a helper and a teammate and somebody who's really, I think, great in the locker room. And that's just another example of it. That's why you probably keep three quarterbacks, because you want Case Keenum on that team. But I do think right now, Davis Mills is the younger player. He's more physically gifted, and Davis Mills has looked pretty good when he's played.
Yep.
So
he's got experience. I mean, I would probably feel more comfortable with Davis Mills in there.
I would, if I'm an NFL team, I'm looking at, you remember how the Texans moved Drew Hansen when they drafted him? And Charlie actually flipped him like from a sixth round pick into a third round pick, and he didn't get anything for it, but he drafted somebody who wasn't any good. But I think with Davis Mills, if I'm an evaluator on another team, I'm looking at Davis Mills. I'm saying, hey, coach, let's go after Davis Mills next season. Let's see about adding him as a backup here, and maybe he's still got some developmental upside. If you're somebody who really liked him coming out of college, you might think, hey, Davis Mills, second act with a better team, a better offensive line. Not the goofballs at coach that he had. Not that Lovey was a goofball, but come on. Davis having to go with David Culley and that whole mess that they had. It wasn't even fair to him. So I'm not sure the script's been written on Davis Mills yet.
No.
I'm really not. I don't know if he's going to be a serviceable NFL starter, but I think he's going to be a lot better than we saw his first 2 years on a bad as a rookie in a bad organization.
Yeah.
A second-year player in a bad organization.
If he gets another chance, because sometimes that's all you get. I mean,
this is year four. He's going to be a free agent after this year. It'll be interesting to see what he signs for. He may get I don't think whatever Jarrett Stidham got, I'd give Davis Mills that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty comparable. But Davis Mills didn't have any chance. He didn't have any chance whatsoever. He had no chance.
He was
one of the worst team. It was historically bad. So maybe with another team, Davis Mills is, and with experience.
Stidham signed a 2-year, $10 million deal. So $5 million a year for the Broncos.
That's not a bad gig.
It's not a bad gig, but a lot of these guys are getting $7 and $8 million.
Yeah, but you know what? Give me five.
Well, I want him to get as much as possible, and here's why. It puts you in contention for compensatory pick.
Yeah.
When he goes, and if he gets like a $10 million deal, that's going to put $10 million per year. Maybe somebody views him as a potential, who knows, maybe the Raiders would take him. Maybe they get rid of Minshew mania and they're done with Minshew, or there's a team like that. Or, maybe it's not great over there in Carolina and they say, hey, year three with Bryce, let's bring in Davis Mills as his backup. And let's see maybe what we have with Mills in practice very quietly. We'll see what we have with Mills. Who knows? But something to keep an eye on.
All right. 740 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We were talking about Carson Wentz, and lo and behold, Carson Wentz gives us a call here on the show. Carson Wentz joining the show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Carson.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Appreciate the love. Doing well here in KC, backing up Mahomes. I'm here to win a Super Bowl as a backup. I'm capable. I've got these receivers. I've got Pacheco. I'm pulling for my guy Ryan Tannehill to land. I think he could be a great fit, in Buffalo or Pittsburgh or even the Vikings, obviously, because Lance is a Jaren Hall guy. Said he was good when he's not. But doing well here in KC. Excited to learn from Mahomes. If he goes down, I'm capable to be his backup and win games.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we...
thank you for that,
Carson. We've wondered that in the past, if you were, and then I realized, why am I thinking about Carson Wentz? There's starters I got to be considering.
Yeah.
And I realized, I am blowing this day already. I've been watching rope swing fails. I've been watching kangaroos fighting humans, and now I'm thinking about Carson Wentz. Where is the day going?
Yeah.
I've been caught up in that. By the way, speaking of where is the day going, are you watching, do you watch Industry?
I have not.
On HBO?
No.
Young Abigail, do you watch television at all, or do you just lift weights?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I haven't watched Industry. What is it about?
It's about like the financial sector, but it's younger people, and sometimes they do things.
They're doing things?
Yeah.
Like what kind of things?
Just things that you might see on Euphoria.
Mm.
You watch Euphoria? I don't watch Euphoria, but I know that things happen on there.
Oh, how would you know that if you didn't watch it?
Because there are scenes.
Because
that
Twitter will, somebody will cut
Sydney
a scene.
Sweeney will assault us with her body.
Assault us?
Yes. Assault.
Yes. I assault. We didn't ask for it.
She's assaulting us.
And somebody on Twitter will cut a scene out and put it on Twitter. I'm like, hey, I didn't ask for this.
Hey. Stop sending
get my
this
consent
stuff
before you put this on Twitter for my eyes to see.
Right. Yeah,
that's how.
Right. And that's what has happened in an industry.
So, you know what they do. It's like with any show on HBO, they have to hook you with, like, the Khaleesi when she was in the bath and all that stuff. They hook you in season one. What's
got
that?
Me.
What? Yeah.
Good save.
Season one and two of any HBO show that they plan on lasting for a while, they go the sex angle.
Right.
Like they know what they're doing.
Right.
They try to hook you in. They did that with
it's a formula.
Entourage. Oh no, it's a long-lasting formula that HBO has used. And it works. They bring you in, and we're talking from a guy's perspective. Right. I don't know about you. Don't worry. You'll get some full frontal though.
Yeah.
Whether you're asking for it or not.
Oh no, I don't need that.
Whether you're asking for it or not. Game of Thrones even was hitting you with that, like, "Hey, Game of Thrones.
Hey, put that
what
away.
What are you doing here?"
Right. So that's what's happening with industry.
So industry, well, I mean, there's the financial sector. It's in London. But I think you will like it.
Yeah.
I think you will like it.
Yeah. Is there even a storyline?
Oh, yeah. No, there's good storylines. Okay, writing's good. There's some good storylines.
Not just frontals?
Not just a bunch of frontals, as Abigail called them. No, not just full frontals. There's actually... You know, there's storylines like season
they
3.
They talk about money or something?
Yeah, season 3, this company was doing their IPO, and it's, But sometimes there's blow. I mean, you know, in the financial industry.
Yeah, sure.
Young people, financial industry.
Oh, yeah, there'll be drugs
there's gonna be
and sex.
Blow, and there's, I mean.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you watch Wall Street way back in the day.
Oh.
Charlie.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Only this is happening with accents.
Okay. All right. Do you
industry is worth your time.
Do the subtitles? Do you use the subtitles?
Yeah, I try to. This is a true story. I'm trying to wean myself off of them because I've gotten lazy. I read an entire article on why Gen Z all watches stuff with subtitles. It was never a thing in my house until my mother-in-law stayed with us after she had gotten injured, and she had been injured. She also came and stayed during COVID. And then she was watching stuff. She doesn't have great hearing in one of her ears, so she watches stuff with subtitles on. So my kids now, everything is watching subtitles.
Everything except
me too. But don't you feel like that's like putting cheaters on the glasses? Don't you make
I
it?
I don't care.
Doesn't it feel like your eyes are getting weaker?
I want to understand everything that's going.
Well, that's unfortunately what I.
So
have
the
to do
second
too.
Thing though is it'll take away from some of those scenes that you were talking about.
Well, you can always turn your. Subtitles off.
Well, that's true. That's
so
true.
You get.
It seems like a lot of work while their scenes
this.
Are going on.
I'm going to type in, and this is the NFL computer, but I'm going to type.
No,
in.
Don't do it.
Sex scenes from industry.
I wouldn't do that. What I would do is talk about Access Vascular Health. Actually, Lance was talking about this a little bit earlier. If Doc Benavides could help me because I'm having trouble sleeping.
Oh my God! I didn't realize that. By the way, was Kit Harington from Game of Thrones? Oh my gosh, that's who that was that I was watching. He's on season 3 now. We don't get a frontal with him. Right. We're only 2 episodes in.
Well, we're actually talking about Doc Benavides.
That's a
and
back-hole.
There's none of that going on.
Well, the back.
Or the back. Yeah, but she doesn't do the stuff.
She doesn't do the back.
No, she doesn't do the back. What she does is she just takes an MRI, she takes an ultrasound, and she's going to see whether or not.
No gloves?
Whether or not your prostate is enlarged. No gloves.
What
no
about
sticking
the squeeze?
Of the finger.
They
nothing.
Go,
no, none of that.
None of that?
None of that stuff.
Good.
You don't need that stuff anymore.
I'm glad.
Doc Benavides is like, nope, we're not doing that. What we're doing is we're seeing, technologically, if your prostate is first of all, if it's cancer-free, and secondly, is if it's enlarged. And if it is, and it's cancer-free, and it's enlarged, then Doc Benavides gives you an IV, and you are cured. And it's like 100% of the people are cured this way. So if you're somebody right now that you feel like you might be going to the bathroom too much, starting and stopping, you get the flow, all these things that you figure could lead to an enlarged prostate. There's only one way to fix that, and that's 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
Hey, guys, the Red Bull Show Run is coming. This is going to be really cool for you F1 fans because this is a great chance. It's free to the general public, all ages, no tickets required, a lot of family fun. For more information, you can go to redbull.com/showrunHouston. But they are bringing the sport of F1 racing to Houston on September 7th, and the show run is meant to be admission free. They want everyone out there. You are going to get to experience the sights and the sounds, just how fast and powerful and loud these vehicles are as they, a couple of the vehicles are going to, with professional drivers, are going to be running around the streets of Houston. It's not a race, but it's a great exhibition for you to get a great feel in this pop-up event. They want you to come out there so aspiring racers can put their driving skills to the test on their Red Bull racing simulators that are out there. Learn to spin some tracks at the Red Bull Turn It Up with a DJ table. There's so many things going on. This is going to be a great chance for you to experience F1. If you've gotten caught into the furor of F1 racing and you've got some family members or some kids who really love it as well, bring them out there. It's going to be at Discovery Green. It is September 7th. For more information, once again, go to the website, which is redbull.com/showrunHouston.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Yiner walks it off last night. 5-4 was the final. A crappy, crappy game. Filled with errors. Three unearned runs the Astros gave up. Three unearned. Actually, Taylor Scott gave up one. He gave up one earned run, two, and they scored four, so it was two unearned runs. Taylor Scott shouldn't have been in there at that point. Taylor Scott got the earned run because he gave up the home run, but the inning should have been over. So this is, it was unfortunate for the way that worked out. And it was because of Jose Altuve with the throwing error. But it was Pena, it was DeCenzo, or no, Whitcomb, same thing. It was guy after guy that just couldn't even catch the ball. And for them, too. The Astros had two unearned runs,
mm-hmm.
and off of their error.
It was basically catcher throwing the ball. We haven't really talked about Kikuchi.
Kikuchi looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks fine again.
ERA.
5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned. And 7 strikeouts and 1.
I think he's at 2.4 ERA with the Astros.
So
been everything you could ask for.
So he's, I was listening to, who was it? I think it was
Killer Bees.
I don't know who it was. It was
Killer Bees.
It might have been a Killer Bees. Or
Sean Mapes.
Maybe it was Gallant. His ERA is third best of all the pitchers that were traded. His ERA is the third best since he was traded to that team.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Those other guys must be really good because Kikuchi's been awesome. He's been awesome here. And now everybody's going to get a break because Justin Verlander's coming. Justin Verlander will be here tomorrow afternoon in the getaway game. And you know what? Take care of this business today, tonight, at Minute Maid, and beat them for the fifth straight time this season. And let's go. After sweeping them in Boston, here we are with a chance to keep that going. Isaac wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, Isaac, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First off, just want to say, Abigail, welcome to the machine. Finally got a replacement for DJ Dale. Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, Dale, he can stay on 10 o'clock. A little bit of Dale, ole, 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 goes a long way.
Wow.
So last night, you know, just talking about looking at the Astros, you got to give Joe Espada credit. We beat him up early in the year here. A lot of people just was upset about, you know, him taking over and not doing right. But he can make some good calls, pull some good strings. So I'll give him his due. You know, he deserves it. But I tell you what, man, every time, ever since his debut, every time they put in Serge Ferguson, man, I get nervous. So You know, I just never know what's going to happen ever since that debut. But, yeah, so, you know, Astros, they got the lead, and they keep it going. It's good to see. We're back on it, and we're going to make this run, baby.
Yeah. It's, yeah, Caleb Ferguson. He calls him Turd Ferguson. He didn't exactly get started off great. Two-run home run in his first appearance. Wasn't what we were hoping for. I don't know what I was hoping for. I was just hoping for, I knew that Yankees fans famously, there was a tweet I said that, oh my gosh, I can't believe we got something for him. And I thought, ugh.
A human.
The Yankees are.
They said, we got a human.
Yeah, we got a human for him. And the Yankees are dealing somebody to us like they clearly do not believe this player is going to come back to haunt them.
I just hope we're in a playoff game against the Yankees. And in comes Ferguson, and he strikes out Judge.
I just hope that Judge versus Ferguson is the thing in the postseason.
Way, I'm not sure.
You sure you want to say that out loud, Beetlejuice? Say it three times, and it happens. I'm not sure a playoff roster is in the offing for him.
I'm gonna rethink that.
Yeah,
that my wish there.
Man, I hope Caleb Ferguson's in against Aaron Judge in the postseason.
What?
Who said that? Was it Brett Boone?
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said that out loud. Wasn't Brett Boone. Aaron, you mean?
I mean Aaron Boone, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Brett. Well, Brett probably brother, is saying it too.
Yeah, I want my brother to win.
I think all the Boones are saying, you know, they want their they want their brothers to do well.
Yeah, yeah. This is something that's happening. See, what is this happening in this show? See, we don't need stuff like this.
We don't.
How about the hook be?
I'm just showing John something from industry.
Yeah.
What?
How about the hook be?
Because this is what happens off
story.
This isn't at work. She's at her apartment talking to, Skyping with her boyfriend in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Don't,
you can't be, you can't.
Yeah, I don't. See, this is a work. This is, and he's doing stuff too. All right.
You're going to watch this show.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
So anyway, it's 7:56 now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How are the new – what's going on with the new rules in the NFL? We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Everything's going great. We're doing a great job.
Well, we'll see. Aqueduct Plumbing is doing a great job. I know that. Yeah. I know Billy Brown is doing a great job. It's what Billy Brown does. Billy Brown does a great job in making sure that your sinks are working properly. He makes a great job. Make sure that your water is flowing properly. Make sure that your pipes are all working in working order. If you got a repipe, if you got an older house, you haven't done it, you haven't repiped your pipes, then this is maybe a time to call Billy and say, maybe you should take a look at what we've got going on underneath our house.
Yeah, Billy Brown will make sure that you have whatever issues. If there are issues, they can do the hydrostatic testing and check all of your to see if there's any problems with, you know, with leaky pipes underneath. But, you know, it also, if you've got a clogged drain, if you've got water pressure that's low, if you're tired of running out of hot water, these are all things that Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company deal with on a regular basis. So make sure that you give them that call. This is the website for you to go check out for all the services they offer, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.